1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Gary Graff and Music News are here on a Thursday. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. Get the Chase Round Lounge all ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Well, today's going to be 85. A little humid.
It's summer. That's fine.
It is. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Exactly.
I think
we're going to be out going to concerts or watching fireworks.
Bouncing back and forth in between air conditioning and the heat yesterday a lot. It made me feel weird, you know, just like I should stay in one or the other because bouncing back and forth is, I don't know.
Well, it's not your first summer.
No.
Yeah, you can handle it.
Maybe they're tougher as we get older.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it. I get weaker
really?
And weaker
really?
Every year.
You have any plans, Gary?
Nothing major. You know, maybe a little golf. We've got the PGA here this week.
That's right. You do. Right there in your backyard.
Yeah. You know, maybe drive by the course, catch a glimpse of a golfer or two.
But you're right. This is a really weird 4th of July. Instead of heading out to shows and Summerfest and concerts, no matter where you are around the country, none of that this year.
No, and you know, a lot of the fireworks shows have been curtailed, so. You know, we're just going to have to make do with smoked meats and Chase lounges and running through the sprinkler.
That is an all-American weekend. It's like 1965 all
It'll
over
work.
Again.
You know, you can still drink beer.
Yeah. All right. Where do you want to start this morning?
Boy, I mean, we can talk about, you know, first of all, what's off, but also what's on for this weekend, running through the usual list of things that have been canceled or postponed. Jay-Z's Made in America Festival in Philadelphia. Labor Day weekend off, Austin City Limits Festival in Austin, Texas, in the fall off, Ivor Novello Awards in Britain, the ceremony's canceled, but they'll still announce the awards in September. The Brit Awards, are going to push, which are the British Grammys, are going to push to May of 2021. Lady Gaga has rescheduled her tour, announced the rescheduled dates. Right now, that includes stadium shows in Chicago and New Jersey, but there may be more going on. Megadeth and Lamb of God rescheduled their tour as well, August 3rd in Green Bay. August 3rd, 2021 in Green Bay. That was going to take place this summer. But a ton of stuff, you know, if you are going to experience music in a virtual fashion this weekend, there's the proverbial you-know-what load of things going on online. Elton John is launching a new weekly archival concert series that's going to start with a show from 1976 in Scotland, and that runs on Friday, starts on Friday, July 3rd, so that's tomorrow. Bruce Springsteen is the focus of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on YouTube. James Taylor is going to be streaming his 2015 concert from Fenway Park twice on Sunday. You can catch it, I think it's at 1 p.m., on YouTube and 4 p.m. on Facebook. Those times are right. I might have flip-flopped the YouTube and the Facebook. And
that's why you always say check your local listings.
Always. Yeah. Always check your local listings. And get this. This just came down. The Eagles are going to broadcast, or they're going to show their 2018 show from the Los Angeles Forum on ESPN, of all places.
Wait, ESPN? Well, entertainment.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Or Eagles.
Right, so ESPN at 7 o'clock.
Programming network.
This will be 7 o'clock Sunday night, and this is in advance. They're going to put this out on live album and home video in October.
Wait a minute,
and
that's this Sunday the Eagles are going to be on
this
ESPN?
This Sunday, yeah,
and we just announced this?
So, you know, you can close your weekend with a really good Eagles concert.
Yeah.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a Zac Brown concert on July 3rd. Pretty sure that's YouTube. There's a thing called Rock for Relief, all-star thing. Huge names, Alice Cooper, Corey Taylor, Hailstorm, Bush, Stone Sour, just a lot of great bands. You can go for rockforrelief.net, and that is benefiting Feeding America, and that runs tomorrow at 7 and 10 p.m. So, you know, no shortage of music, just none of it in person.
Is Vince Gill, is he a permanent part of the Eagles, or...
You know, as permanent is with the Eagles, I mean, at the moment they basically exist to go out and play, a select amount of dates and make the proverbial, you know, what load of money.
Yeah.
Every year. So,
hey,
but
Vince,
yes,
would you like
is,
to go out with us and
the,
make a...
He's in the Eagles now, and so is Glenn Frey's son, Deacon.
Okay.
But, why do you ask?
Well, because, like, Glenn Frey sang
lead
vocals on some tunes, and that's going to be Vince Gill now.
Yeah. Well, he also sings Randy Meisner's stuff.
Listen, he is, you know, it's one of those situations where you never would have thought they could have pulled something off after Glenn Frey died, but they've pulled it off in a great way.
Well, because he was co-owner, basically.
Yeah.
Well, right, and the voice and a lot of the image. Yeah. But, you know, and we've talked about this before, I know, but Vince Gill is cut from the same cloth, you know, really, from Poco and all of that. So,
okay.
You know, he definitely has that country rock background, and he's, you know, you can put him in the discussion of greatest living guitarists in addition to being a great singer.
Well, and he has been around. He's worked with. I mean, I saw him playing guitar for Emmylou Harris a million years ago when nobody knew who Vince Gill was.
Oh yeah, no, he's
so he's
you know he's a world class artist,
and he certainly doesn't need to travel with the Eagles. He can do his own thing and be just fine. He's won how many Grammys?
Oh sure. He is a great artist in his own right. But believe me, I am sure that he makes as much money from one Eagles show as he probably makes the rest of the year by himself.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So need is a relative term here.
Andy says he enjoys, I think I heard him say it, I just enjoy keeping these songs alive.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no doubt. If we could play and sing like they could, wouldn't we love to be able to play in this and sing those songs?
Yeah, well, you know, just, hey, do you want to be on our team for a while or forever?
Why not?
Right. Cool.
Here's something you had mentioned. Ringo announced, his star-studded 80th birthday party online?
Yeah, we actually did a Zoom chat with Ringo the other day to talk about this. And so he has taken to doing his birthday celebration usually in Los Angeles, and he gathers people, and they do an outdoor concert, and everybody shouts peace and love, and it's all very nice. This year, of course, he can't do that. So on Tuesday, on the 7th, at 7 o'clock on YouTube, it'll be Ringo Starr's big birthday party. Paul McCartney's joining him, Joe Walsh, of course, his brother-in-law, Sheryl Crow, Gary Clark Jr., Sheila E., you know, he'll have a bunch of musician friends. A combination of either concert footage that they sent him or, you know, somebody might have cut something in their house in quarantine. He said they're also going to show the star-studded finale of the All-Star Band Tour last year, which, of course, was the 30th anniversary of the All-Star Band Tour. So they're going to show, with a little help from my friends, that had, like, a bunch of All-Star Band alumni come on stage with him in Los Angeles. So it should be a good time. I mean, you know, as these things go.
Not quite as interesting. Sir Paul is in the news, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Paul likes to talk to us through his website, and he actually does these great, extensive Q&As and essays on his website. So the question came up, and it's I'm surprised it's taken this long for this question to come up, came up the other day, how do you take your tea, Sir Paul? So for those who were dying to know, he says that he takes his tea with some soy milk and one sugar, but if he's feeling naughty, it'll be 1.5 sugars. So now you know. If you want to make your tea like Sir Paul does,
I would need to know what kind of tea. You know, what's the brand? Is it
I'm sure it's Pibb's.
Milk sounds terrible in tea. But
tea sounds terrible.
The only thing I think of is iced tea.
Yeah,
so.
Not really interested.
Given some of Paul's history, you wonder what else might be in the tea.
Well, true.
Oh, his achy joints and getting older, you know.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Chase Rice is in the news.
Oh, yes, he is. Chase.
I didn't know who this guy was until he made the news.
Yeah, he's a successful country artist. He's still kind of on the young tip of his career. And, so last weekend, he decided to play a show at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, which is actually a bar and grill, not a jail.
Really?
So, you know, with thousands of people, you know, they had taken the capacity down from, I think it's 10,000 to 4,000, but Chase posted video from this show, which was an acoustic show, but, you know, the worst of what you can imagine a show should be like right now. You know, people pressed up against each other, no social distance, no masks, singing along, which, you know, the scientists will tell you singing propels it, as makes sense, propels it, you know, further than just speaking does. And so he quickly was under a lot of fire from health people, from a lot of other country artists who tweeted and posted, you know, non-supportive messages and really took him to task for doing this with his fan base. So he issued a mea culpa of sorts. He never quite came out and said, I'm sorry or I was wrong, but he promised to do better in the future. And he's playing mostly drive-in.
And he set this all up by himself, right? No, of course not. There were other people involved.
No, his management was involved, and his, you know, and you know, the venue was involved. So, you know, not by himself. And we got another potential one coming up this weekend on Friday. Vanilla Ice is playing in Austin, Texas, at a place that's the Emerald Point Bar and Grill that's getting around the restrictions because it's primarily a restaurant. They just happen to have a large concert venue in the back. So Vanilla Ice, he's going to play for up to 2,500 people. Apparently the VIP tickets are sold out, and you got to wonder, I mean, if these people get sick, they're already sick because they're going to see Vanilla Ice.
Doesn't he have a house to work on? Doesn't he have a house to work on?
You would think that would be time better spent, but something tells me that this is going to get shut down because they're getting pretty serious in Texas this week with their own spike, and you know the governor did close down all the bars. Just like I said, the place Vanilla Ice plans to play as a restaurant more than a bar.
Is Gilly's still in Texas? Is that still up and running?
I believe it is.
Is it still, you know, Gilly's?
You have to check. I believe yes and yes.
Okay. All right, I was just wondering. Metallica is, who's selling their cars?
Well, no, he's not selling his car. James Hetfield, the lead singer, has donated his entire car collection, many of which he rebuilt, to the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. And now you can get a taste of it online via the Peterson social media. They've posted a 27-minute video of James Hetfield kind of taking you through this collection of custom-built classic cars. This isn't just altruistic. He's publishing a book on July 28th called Reclaimed Rust.
And the Peterson Auto Museum is like the place every car designer, car owner wants their car to go, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like the place.
He's the real deal. I mean, like Jeff Beck, you know, James Hetfield, you know, gets his hands dirty. He's not directing a crew in his garage. He's, you know, he's laying on his back underneath a car. Doing the work.
Okay, so if you're broke down on the side of the highway, who do you want to see drive by? James Hetfield or Jay Leno?
I think either one.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think either one's going to probably do. I know they'll do better than I could.
I just say, do you need a ride?
If it's exactly, well, yeah.
Yeah. You're really? Can I ride with you? Can I ask you about Metallica while we're riding to the gas station to get help? No musical questions. No.
But he'll talk cars.
All right. What's Dylan doing?
Dylan is setting some records for a 79-year-old guy. You know, he has his new album came out last week, the Rough and Rowdy Ways. He is now the oldest living performer to hit number one on the UK album charts. And this was with an album of all original material. He beat out Paul Simon, who was 74, when he topped the charts. Also, this album made Dylan the first artist to score a top 40 album on the Billboard 200 in every decade since the 1960s. So that's six decades of being, you know, being in the Billboard top 40.
He's the Gordie Howe of music.
Kind of, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he'd be in the senior hockey league.
Gordie play hockey in six decades.
All right, we're just about out of time. What do you want to finish up with?
Lenny Kravitz announced that he is going to publish his memoir. It's going to be called Let Love Rule. It comes out October 6th. It only covers the first 25 years of his life, and this is kind of like Sting did with his memoir. Joe Jackson did it with his memoir. He kind of sets you up. He talks about his upbringing. You know, his father was in TV, his mom was an actress. It talks about Lisa Bonet and his life with her, but it kind of stops right where he took off as in the music industry. So that will, of course, be volume two.
All right. Very good. Gary, right. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you guys too, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right. Very good.
Happy 4th.
Take care.
Gary Graff.